The John Clay Wolf Show has appeared on terrestrial radio for a really, really, really long time. So we dug into our pockets, and on the other side of our we found something funny. And yes, it's contagious. Gather round as the Wolfpack goes on this throwback adventure.
What it do, everybody? It's your boy DJ Pre-K with the John Clay Wolf Show, back at it again in the archives, man. And it's been a minute since I brought y'all a prank call. And look, it ain't easy being a prankster, but we here at the JCW Show are professionals. And we got our favorite reverend calling around looking for a spot to host his Christmas party at. But you can tell these Chinese restaurants don't participate in no foolishness. We just trying to have a party and celebrate the good Lord. Can you feel the joy? Check it out and let me know. Hallelujah.
I think we need to go right into the prank call of the week, if we have it. Do we have enough time?
Sure.
This is funny. This is funny.
Time for the real deal weekly prank call. We're reaching out to a neighbor or two. Bet you hope the weekly prank call isn't for you.
So what was your methodology this week, Bob?
This was a really hard one to do. Now, we try to stay car-related because this is the real deal with John Clay Wolf. But this week, yeah, it's Christmas time, and this is our last show before Christmas officially lands 1 week from today on Saturday. So we thought we would... We've always had kind of an inspiration to call some Chinese restaurants. I don't know why we thought this would be fun, John. Can you imagine? It's not fun. These are difficult people to talk to. Besides the obvious language barrier, yeah. Sometimes they're not nice to you on the phone. Sometimes they're very sardonic. They laugh at you.
The best prank calls can be Chinese restaurants.
I'll tell you. And so we thought. We did this for a couple of hours last night. The outtakes from this week's prank call would probably be funnier than the prank call itself.
But well, let's put those together next week and post them on the blog.
There you go.
All right, the number 800-800-RADIO, 800-800-7234, 800-800-RADIO, 800-800-7234. Here is Bobo's real deal prank call of the week.
Man, look at this plate of rice they got. This place looks pretty good. Hey, wow.
Hello, yeah, this is Henry. Can I help you?
Hello, sir.
Yeah.
My brother, this is the Reverend Jim John Reynolds of the Living Water Tabernacle Church of Jesus.
Yeah.
We'd like to have our Christmas party with your restaurant this year.
Oh, okay.
We decided to have Oriental food this year because the sisters and I took a democratic vote, and we've decided to celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus with a heap of your tantalizing exotic cuisine. If it be God's will, and by a vote of 9-2, it was. We've got a group of maybe 20, maybe 25, maybe, praise God, we have 30. We'd like to start with appetizers. Do you have shrimps?
Yeah, we do.
We'd like to have the appetizers, little shrimps tempura, like the tiny, innocent flock of sheep the shepherds brought with them from the fields when they came to see the Lord Jesus in the manger. Can you say amen?
Mm-hmm.
For entrees, and Sister Mary Agnes came up with this idea. She's 84 years old, bless her heart. We thought we would represent the three wise men who came to see God in his manger. Three great kings from the Orient, with one part broccoli beef, one part Mongolian spare rib pork, and one part heavenly, God help us, Lord, sweet sour chicken. Probably two buckets of each.
Yeah.
And you know that Joseph and Mary traveled far, so we want the mother and child reunion. Chicken fried rice with an egg foo young on the side. Can you say joy?
Oh, okay.
And for Joseph, just give us 20 egg rolls because we can't think of nothing else for Joseph.
So you come what day?
We like to go Wednesday night. And there's one important thing during the time of our party. If you could make sure between 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. or whenever the last gift is given and the threat of God has been celebrated in all of his Christmas teen glory. That you have no Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus, devil worshippers, members of the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, strippers, Scientologists, or atheists of any kind on the premises. Would that be agreeable to you, brother?
Yeah, okay.
Also, we'd like to have yourself and whatever service plan to be there baptized in the name of God this Sunday at the Living Water Tabernacle Church of Jesus. Because just like your wonderful food, if the Spirit of God is good to you, brother, it's got to be good for you.
Okay, see you then. And 23, right?
20. Well, Sunday school starts at 9:30. Huh? You can join it for the church service at 11 o'clock. I'll be doing the baptisms myself. Wear something where you can get wet, probably up to your breastbone. And we'll have baptisms after the service. We have dinner at my place on Sunday and at your place Wednesday night. Merry Christmas and praise God.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
That'll go.
That was good. You had to live through the production of that, Turley, so it's not as funny to you. But that was good. That was funny. That was funny.
If John likes it, I love it, man. We even got some outtakes. Check it out.
Hello, who is this, please?
This is Grandpa Buffet.
This is the Reverend Jim John Reynolds from the Living Water Tabernacle Church of Jesus. We were thinking of having a... Just hung right up.
Hello.
I'm afraid I have a telephone problem. I was cut off.
Yeah, can I help you?
Yes, this is the Reverend Jim John Reynolds from the Living Water Tabernacle Church of Jesus. We've decided we want to have a Christmas party in your restaurant.
Okay, how many persons?
We'll have at least probably 25, maybe 40.
So you want a graduation for Christmas Day?
Can you feel the joy, brother?
Hello?
At our Christmas party this year, we want to start with appetizers of shrimps, little shrimps tempura, like the tiny, innocent flocks of sheep carried by the shepherds in their field when they came to see the Lord Jesus in the manger. Praise God.
You okay, sir? You want to help you?
Yes. Do you have all those items? Praise Jesus. Yeah, is that possible, brother?
Yeah,
tonight. Oh, you got the bad Buddha, huh? Oh, here, let me show you thing.
Yes, may I help you?
Hello, I called the maker. This is...
Excuse me.
Can you hear me, my brother?
Yeah, I'm fine.
This is the Reverend Jim John Reynolds from the Living Water Tabernacle Church of Jesus out on the west end next to the sale barn.
I'm sorry. Say it again.
Hello, my brother. This is the Reverend Jim John Reynolds from the Living Water Tabernacle Church of Jesus.
Oh, God. God. He's hurting me, huh? Okay, what can I help you?
We want a catered meal for 40 or more people, and it's going to be big. We're going to start with appetizers. Do you have shrimps?
We don't catering.
Will you say joy?
We don't catering.
Do you have shrimps?
I know, sir. We don't catering.
Because we thought for our Christmas party, we would have little shrimps tempura, like the tiny, innocent flock of sheep in the shepherds in the field that came to see the Lord Jesus.
Thank you, sir. I'm busy right now.
We have many entrees I'd rather tell you about because you're too busy to serve a dinner in the name of Jesus.
What the hell was that? Listen, a lot of atheist people are not jiving with the Jesus thing.
All right, y'all know what to do. Hit us up on johnclaywolf.com. You can check out old episodes on there. You know, stay up to date with what we got going on. Get cool gear. We got hats, shirts, all that. Hit us up on Facebook. You know, search John Clay Wolf Show. We're on Instagram. John's on Twitter. You know, you can holler at all of us, okay? You know how to spell it, okay? We appreciate y'all listening. Keep on rocking with us.